Welcome back to the True New Podcast. I am not alone today, ladies and gentlemen. The ugly thing came. I tried so hard.
Oh, face. Yeah, that,
that's what he thinks about.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, we are back Thursday night, 7:30. A little early today.
A little early.
As you can hear in the background, I'm sure you can hear it. Fresco is going on. Big shout out to Fresco.
Fresco's raging again.
Yep. But soon enough, we are going to have the representative who does the festivals at the end of the month.
Yes,
coming in.
Yes.
We have some things to talk to you about, man.
We have
parking
so many
spaces,
things.
Man. Parking spaces.
We have so many things to talk
about. No, it's a great festival. They hold it every third Thursday of every month.
Yes.
And it's great, man. There's a lot of great things out there you can go check out. Got a buddy that sells games out there. Got people who sell a lot of great t-shirts. Great
food vendors.
If you want to gain weight.
Oh, yeah. Or at least if you want to pretend that you're being healthy while you eat.
Come on down. Have a good time. But anyways, enough about us. Today on the podcast, we got one from Interface, but we can't really say how we know this person. You know, all right, he's my gardener. We got the cast of Manic in the House. Look at that. They're all here. Oh, my goodness.
Welcome, guys.
Let me put that little name down there so they know who everybody is. Arnie, Dina, and Winston in the podcast today.
I'm Dina, by the way.
That's Dina.
That's Dina.
Arnie's in the middle.
Arnie's in the middle.
Winston is Winston.
Winston's always Winston.
Winston's always Winston. Yeah. Guys, welcome to True New Podcast, guys.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, my gosh, man. I know we had I believe Joe was supposed to come in. Unfortunately, couldn't make it. There was some stuff going on in the household. Understandable. I totally understand. Let's start from left to right. We'll start with Arnie first, since he's my gardener. We'll start with Arnie first.
He's dressed like a
He's dressed like a gardener. You better cut those weeds that were in the back, buddy. That's $20 right there. I get
you. You better give me $20.
But anyways, guys, let's start with Arnie at the very end. Arnie, let us know where you're from and tell us a little about what's going on here, guys.
I am from McAllen, Texas, and born and raised. So it's my first time on the podcast, but I know you guys have had some of my close friends on the pod before.
Eric Shadows,
Tyree King 2, great guys.
Yeah.
But so we're here to promote a film that we're working on called Manic.
Mm-hmm.
It was written and it's been directed by Joe Rios, who, like was mentioned before, he was supposed to be here along with my co-star Jimena.
Mm-hmm.
But, bunch of amateurs. They decided
not to. Right.
So, yeah, we're here to promote it. We're in the middle of a production mm-hmm. for it. It's been a lot of fun getting to, film and, do everything. Long days, long nights. It's getting done.
Right, man.
It's a little love letter to mental health awareness and
there you go
more specifically bipolar disorder,
right?
It's something myself and then along with Joe, like, we both suffer from bipolar disorder. Mm-hmm. So it's something that means that much more to us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little passion project.
That's cool, man. That's good to know.
That's about me.
It's not about you. Let's get on to the better part of the cast.
The better looking part there.
Dina, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you for having us here. My name is Dina Barrios, and I live in Palmview. I am very grateful for participating in this project. Shout out to Joe. Hopefully next time he can make it.
Amateur.
I'm very excited. This movie has a really good message about how to, take care of your mental health and the importance of having also a strong support system, which in this case, it's family. And it's like in life, if one of our family members have any issues, it impacts the whole family. So right. It's very important right. to have that someone that right. cares about you and, you know, have your back.
Right.
Right.
But yes, and we're here to promote. Maddie. So summer 2025.
There you go. That, there you go. See, you did excellent. Good job. Oh yeah. Let's talk, let's talk to Winston here. Let's see what Winston said last night to Winston. Yeah. Who are you? What's up, Winston? Talk to us, man.
So I'm Winston Dalcour, from Edinburgh, and I'm also glad to be working on this film. Joe's a great guy, great director. And he cares a lot for his cast, and he's passionate about the film, and it's really good to see. It's kind of rare to see, it's kind of rare to see that in the director. But I had a lot of fun moments. Had one moment where I was covered in. Can I even talk about it?
We're gonna talk about everything, buddy.
No spoilers.
We're talking about everything.
Well, I mean, I guess technically not, since we did post a picture. Oh, did y'all?
Oh,
I think Joe did.
Yeah. Don't worry. I got some stuff. I got one thing here that we'll discuss in a little bit.
We have a clip of the movie.
Oh, okay.
So we'll let that speak for itself. It's an emotional clip.
It's an emotional clip.
Okay. Yeah, it's not where I felt.
We think that.
Oh, that was great.
No, it's a good clip. It's a good clip.
But other than that, like you know, they've said, like, I'm also glad to be a part of this project, and thank you so much for having us. This is actually my first podcast.
Awesome, bro. Awesome.
I've seen them.
So never been on one. They're fun. They're a lot of fun, man. You get to learn a lot about, not about us, but about yourself when you start talking on a mic and trying to introduce yourself to somebody, kind of like a job interview in a weird way.
It's almost like some kind of performance where people will see the performance.
Exactly.
What do you call that?
I don't know. What is it? Acting.
Acting.
Something. I'm an actor. No.
You know what? I don't think that's for me. It's just a self-experience.
Shut up. So I've seen bits and clips of the stuff you guys are doing on there. I've seen the actual trailer. The trailer was kind of interesting. I did put it up on our upcoming guests to the show. I'm freaking out seeing Arnie in the bunny suit, man. That kind of
spoiler.
Spoiler. Arnie's in the bunny suit. This is hilarious, man, because he's not that tall.
I'm a whopping 5'3" and a half.
Yeah, a strong 5'3". Give us more or less a plot on what are we looking at. I mean, what is the like a plot story? Like, I know the trailer gives you a little bit of an idea of what it's about, but in your own words, in your own mind.
Well, tell us also, like, what brought about the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, the thing that I love so much about the trailer is I feel like it doesn't give anything. It's just like, okay, there's a girl with a sledgehammer and a guy in a bunny suit.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, like, what is it about? So I feel like it kind of gets those questions going as far as, okay, what is the movie about? I got to check this out to see what it's about.
Right.
But tease. Essentially, the main character, Lexi Gomez, suffers from manic bipolar disorder.
Right.
And she ends up getting into a little bit of trouble and has to go and go on a little rescue mission. And she has the company of her imaginary bunny friend.
Oh, okay.
Nice. So in her mind, she sees me in a bunny suit.
Right.
But to everybody else, she's carrying around a little stuffed plush bunny.
Plush bunny. Okay. Okay.
So,
I got you.
You know, all those interactions are just solely up here.
I got you.
So, okay.
So I know you. I know he. I'm not sure what the name of the character is on your.
So my name is Benny the Bunny.
Benny the Bunny.
Yeah.
And you call her. Did I get this correct? You call her Twinkie.
Yes.
So yes, Twinkie. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Where's this going?
That's a nickname that apparently Benny has called her since they were kids.
Right.
So yes, it's, and as she's grown from like a child to an adult, I guess I grow too.
Right.
So. You know, it's for some reason it's just a nickname that
can't say that anymore. It's 2024.
But you know, speaking of, you know, growing with her, we actually added a little scene which I can't wait to shoot because my son is actually cast as the younger version of me.
Okay, cool.
So you know, it's I can't wait to see him in a little bunny suit.
There you go.
But,
there you go.
That must have been exciting for him.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't filmed that yet.
No, they're going to shoot it. They're going
to
shoot
it. We were supposed to shoot it this weekend, but we kind of have to make a little like rearrangements, so it's still
right.
pending.
Right.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Well, we got our first comment come in today. It was Sean Logan. What is good?
What's going on, Sean
Logan? What I like to call him the Morgan Freeman of the 956. Sean, I'm waiting for your podcast, bro. You got to come back. You got to get these guys on your podcast. Talk about these movies, man. All these great, phenomenal actors and directors of the RGB, man.
Or you know what, Sean? Interesting. Why don't you just show up more often to the studio?
We got
all these talented people coming here. Get in your Lexus or your Rolls or whichever.
Your one man flying helicopter.
Yeah, your one man flying helicopter. And get your ass over.
We have a landing pad.
Yes. Literally.
Yes. But yeah, guys, now going into the show, I mean, like I said, with Arnie telling us about the little situation about the bunny and the young lady who has the imagination of the bunny growing up with her. Dina, this whole film that's going on, what is the, what I know you spoke about it being for mental health and all that great stuff, but in your point of view, what do you see how so far the shooting, what do you see it going? I mean, is it something like, wow, this is going to be good, or wow, you know, what are we doing? Or
I think what I was trying to say was there a plan and is it going to plan?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what, it's pretty interesting because it's intense. It's going to be a lot of blood. And I like how Arnie says, he minimized it, saying, you know, she gets into a little bit of trouble. No, she gets into a lot of trouble. Big trouble, big time. And
right.
It's awesome. It's funny. I'm glad that, you know, the RGB has a lot of talent.
Right.
Just, yeah.
We need to support it.
Right.
Yes, exactly. More, so we're here.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, it has a lot of surprises.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like that. I like that she's real contentious. I said, I'm not about to give you everything.
I'm not giving you everything.
I'm not giving you nothing.
Yeah. You need to see it.
You got to buy your ticket and watch it.
Buy a ticket and watch it. But then when we get Winston here in the corner, that's going to spit out
Winston all Winston will
talk.
Yes.
If you wave a juicy fruit in front of him, he will talk.
Shit, wave a juicy fruit to me. I'll talk. Who was it, Mark Ruffalo, that ruined everything? Is it you, Mark Ruffalo, until you are? No, not until we... Tom Hall is Don Cheadle.
Big shout out to Rick Phoenix. What's up, brother? What's going on, Rick? Man? Rick. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Rick also started up his podcast next month, I believe. He's coming back with Rock Revolution again.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Rick, give these guys a call. Be a good guest on your
yes.
show.
Yes, hell yeah. We are available for up and any podcast.
There you go. There you go. You heard it first here. So, Winston, so far in the film, is who's your audience? Ask Dina, what character are you on the
film? I'm playing Dr. Shaw. I'm Lexi's therapist.
Ah.
Therapist.
Nice. Yes. Yeah, we're talking after the podcast. What is wrong with this thing here?
Why did you love me, Mom? What did I do?
Winston, your character on this movie.
So I play Ray. He's basically the right-hand man, first in command for the main boss.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm the one that he goes to make sure shit gets done.
There you go. There you go.
Watch your fucking mouth.
Oh,
you won't watch your mouth.
Dude, oh my. Just letting you know, guys. Fucking bad words will not get you anywhere. I'm just letting you know right now, okay?
What the fuck?
We got a big Sandy Ayala.
Oh,
Sandy.
Saludos. All right, what's going on? And we saw your comment there. Yes, sir. I have to take it that, yeah, he'll be giving you guys a call soon. But so your character, you're like the right-hand man then?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I'm the one he calls when he wants stuff done right.
Mm-hmm.
And
he knows he's wearing a Sons of Anarchy shirt. You know, does that portray paint that he is not yet in the gang yet? He's still the prospect?
I really don't think so. I think it's just a coincidence.
But... I think he's trying to make the rankings.
No, I don't wear the cut.
I don't know,
you're asking the wrong person.
Right?
That's Winston. What's going on?
Are you making the ranks there, buddy?
We want answers, Winston.
I wish.
We want that. You can't handle the truth. We want the truth. No, I got also another one right here with a bunch of hearts here, tossing us what's going on.
Jimena, you're supposed to be on here. Amateur.
Oh, she'll come on the podcast, but won't answer our text. Okay. Yeah, all
right. You can watch us, but you can't Jimena, be here.
Thank you so much for watching. We appreciate it. Don't worry about your cast members. We got you.
She's snorting right now.
We got you.
No. She's snorting. I can hear you snorting.
Jimena, you knew the shit that they were talking about you.
Jimena, you're going to like this clip. This is a great clip. I'm going to play this to Kip right now. Yes, it was a great clip, but when I first saw it,
when we saw it, it was so emotional.
It was an emotional clip. I mean, it's something very emotional. Y'all, guys, be prepared for this one because it's a little
emotional. It's disturbing to the core.
Yeah, check it out. Here we go.
It's okay. I got to look at Winston all the time.
Let me see. Come on, baby. Get off of me.
No.
Watch, here we go, one more time, let's play this again, hold on.
I do my own stuff, it's an additional fee. I knew it, damn it, Joe.
By the way, we do have you as stunt coordinator.
Yeah, we had you on there, but I had to change it. We had you actor slash stuff. We're like, you probably going to be like, why do you put, oh, son of a bitch. They got the clip. Yes. You're never safe with a Chewy New Podcast. Now we're doing clips.
Yes. We do stuff now.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, man. That was a fun little spell.
Take us to that moment. Get us through the scene. You know, I know what you're coming towards the camera. You can see that. But what were you thinking, bro?
Okay, so that was actually this past weekend. You know, we had to do some, not reshoots, but like we had to go back and finish up some shoots. So, you know, that was like one of the scenes that we're like, oh, like let's add this little filler to make everything flow more. So, you know, they had us like, okay, stand over there, walk this way. So we do it. And then they're like, you know what? Instead, like do like a little run, you know, a little jog.
Right.
The frame. It's like, okay. We kept missing our cue. Like we were supposed to stop. So we kept ending up too close. So we kept having to redo it.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, like we walk back and we get right to our starting point. And then immediately Joe's just like, action. So like Jimena and I are like, oh shit. Okay. So we take off and like, you know, I'm running. And since we're like at a ranch, it's like a horse stable.
Okay.
So, you know, the dirt is loose and everything.
Yes, exactly.
For me, I felt like it was looser. I felt like it was looser this time around than it was the first time you were there.
Right.
You want to elaborate on that?
Like the dirt was loose. What do you want to elaborate on?
It was a soiled landfill, all right? It's soiled. There's horses. Manipulums and chemistry things happen on the ground, all right? Yes. All right, I fucking tripped.
So I was having trouble just like running. Plus, the bunny suit is it's a big suit.
Yeah.
So like, you know, I need to tuck in
exactly.
The legs. I don't know if I tripped over the suit or my feet or just the loose sand, but
right.
Next thing I know, I'm just like going down. Jesus. And
some like, wonderful combination of all three.
Right? Yeah. So I was like, shit, okay, I need to save this. So as soon as I landed, I like bounce back up. Right. Then I turn over and look at Jimena, and she's doubled over laughing and snorting.
Miss Oscolan is getting her revenge. You're welcome. You are welcome.
So I was like, in my head, I figured we can save this scene. No, we couldn't because everyone was just laughing.
Say the truth. Jimena tripped me.
Jimena. It was a vile attack on my life.
Oh my god.
Two thumbs up.
That better be not be edited from the damn movie.
So I think we're gonna put it in the blooper reel. Because as soon as we finish and everything,
mm-hmm.
The first question out of Juan's mouth, which is our cinematographer. I can't speak.
There you go.
That's, he was
that
like,
that's why.
Did you do that on purpose? And I was like, no, I did not do that on purpose. Like, okay, just making sure, like, because it's something you would do. I'm like, yes. I understand that. I go out on a whim a lot, but no, I did not fall on purpose.
There you go, there you go.
And then they asked if I was okay.
Yeah. After they found out.
First they asked,
did we get a shot? Is he dead?
Is he dead? No? Okay. 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 Did you do it on purpose? No.
So I felt the love.
There you go. I'll let you see that one. Mr. Sanchez here is excited to see Medic. Looks good. Oh, man. I mean, I'm excited for it. I really want to see it also. I want to see what it's all about because, I mean, the whole – it was funny. It was funny when you guys reaching out to me. He said you wanted to come on the podcast. I go, yeah, sure, man. And he goes, yeah, I'd love to have you on. And the trailer was sent to me, and I was looking at it, and what got me was seeing Arnie and a bunny. So I go – what are you doing? Like, oh, we gotta have this kid back. We gotta have him back. And
not me. No, I respected the choice.
Bro, you were laughing your ass off to the whole thing.
That's neither here nor there.
I was doing that, Patricia.
It was hilarious, bro. Yeah, it was hilarious. Was good. Yeah, I mean, all the clips you have on that with all the bad guys and her running around with the sledgehammer. I was like, wow, this is going to be kind of different and interesting. This is where are we going with this?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, as far as the, as I know, Joe, I would love to ask Joe the inspiration of writing this. I mean, what came about it? What do you more or less, can he elaborate to you guys to say why he wrote it? Or, I mean, I understand it's for you know,
shining a spotlight on mental health.
Mental health, yeah. But I mean, was it something that, you know, that he said, you know, I wrote it because I knew somebody like this, or, you know, anything like that?
So I'm not going to lie. He did tell me something I can't remember for the life of me.
Okay.
Sorry, Joe. I do pay attention to you, I swear.
Was this before or after the trip, Arnie?
It was before, so there's a little correlation
there. There you go. It was a recent button. I understand. Yeah. Do you know where you are?
No. Do you know what you are?
Right? Yeah, let's go with that. No, I mean, seeing that in particular trailer, I couldn't get really much more of it. I mean, just the what you guys have posted as far as the tripping, the pictures, the actors in the background, and all that good stuff. You eating pizza in a bunny head.
Shout out to Extreme Pizza, one of our sponsors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. Saw that. As far as the hours going into it, guys, is it exhausting? Or is it an adrenaline doing it on the set?
I mean, just take us through a regular day.
Yeah, like a regular day. And all of y'all, you know, speak
up. I do
up.
Remember this one time we did it from 11, and then they end up at, 2 in the morning?
Mm-hmm. That's how most of them go.
Wow, really? Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That day we filmed from 11 in the morning. We got on set at 10. And, we finished around 2:30, almost 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. That was exhausting. Wow, but yeah, that's usually how the shooting days have been going. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of both. It's exhausting, but you know, you get that rush of adrenaline. So, you know, you kind of get your second win and then kind of die down again.
Right, right.
And that's a regular day, like on top of your regular jobs, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, wow. I mean, it's like with me, I work nights, Fridays and Saturdays.
Oh, okay.
So usually like, our filming days are like on Sundays, sometimes Saturdays too. Mm-hmm. And again, it's from 8-9 in the morning until, you know, the last shoot for the day starts at, you know, 7-8 p.m.
Right.
So that, you know, takes, you know, to film all that and however long that takes. Plus we usually, you know, run a little bit behind our normal shooting schedule because, you know, it's like, oh, well, let's do this way. You know, let's make sure this is done perfectly. So, you know, it's never an on-time thing. It drags out longer. It's like there have been so many days. For the majority of the shoots, I get out of work at 7 o'clock in the morning. I get home, change, shower, and then I'm on the road to go.
Jesus.
To go
home.
Wow, man. So, you know, that's awesome. Up for 24, 30-something hours.
Straight, pretty much. Wow.
Yeah.
Right, that's a committer right there.
And
good job,
let me tell you, that bunny suit is hot.
Again, that's why I respect the choice. What about you, Dina and Winston? I mean, this has got to be just as hard for you guys. And
for
doing
me,
your
it's
part.
Not. To be honest, for me, it's not. I don't have that much. I have a regular job.
Right.
And I don't have many scenes. So sometimes I just go try to help out. We have an amazing crew, acting crew. Mm-hmm. They're
excellent.
Really Except for these two. They're always mean to me.
Shout out to Juan and Christian.
Woo! Juan, Christian. I'm on the pod, you're not.
No. I don't have a problem with that, with the timing. You know?
As far as you, Winston?
Me, I work Monday through Friday, and I have my weekends off. But even then, and then during the time that we were shooting this, I was actually in a musical that was here in Wessico at the Tower Theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just wrapped up this last weekend. Yeah, we just wrapped up.
That's good.
We're going to reprise in January, so if anybody's watching, come see us in January.
There you go.
It was amazing. The guy who didn't like musicals is awesome.
Yeah. It's a great performance.
Yeah. But as far as like the shooting, it's my passion. I love, like, I could be on set 24/7. I don't care. I could be drenched in sweat, smelling like ass.
Yeah.
I'm happy when I'm on set. Like, just being there in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Everybody around doing their thing. Like, that's home to me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's
sounds like people on set might not be happy to.
Yeah, blame it on the fat guy.
Oh my god. Being, I'm not sure if this is y'all's first film ever done. I mean, is it your first film ever doing?
With an actual, like, speaking role, let alone leading role. So I met Joe actually, you know, because we're all in this, you know, this little Facebook group where that's how we managed to see, like, you know, castings and everything.
Right.
So I had seen one, and they were just needing some background extras. So, you know, I sent a message out. I told Dina about it. Winston was actually already cast in the film, which is actually another film that Joe has done that he's going to be releasing in December, which is called Eggnog, Sugar Cookies, and Misery.
There you go.
So, you know, I let Dina know about it. And, you know, we both got cast as just background extras, like no speaking roles, like nothing, just kind of in the background, little comedy spot relief. And, you know, then all of a sudden, like, Joe posted about Manic and that he was going to be releasing, you know, casting details later. So I was like, okay, like, you know, got to keep an eye on this.
Right.
And Easter Day, it was like almost midnight. He messaged me and he's like, hey, you know, I have this movie coming out. You know, and Ximena and I, because Ximena is actually not only she, like, the leading star, she's also the producer for it.
Okay.
You know, he was like, hey, like, Ximena and I were talking about it and we think you'd be perfect for this role. Are you interested? And I was like, fuck yeah. Like, you know, so to go from just the background extra, not doing anything to, you know, co-leading.
Right.
You know, my first film at that.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, hell yeah, this is an opportunity.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then they tagged along, got cast also.
That's awesome.
So, you know, it's been a lot of fun. But yeah, so yeah, first official film, done some extra work. For a couple of other movies, nothing big. Winston and I actually are in development. We're writing our own, like, little sitcom.
There you go.
So we, back in March, we started filming the pilot episode, but that kind of got put on standstill because, you know, we had a play that we had done prior that they did, like, a little revisit, and then film festival season started, so everyone just kind of got busy, so
that's on hiatus.
Hopefully we'll be picking that up soon.
I hear you.
But yeah, like, it's been advancing pretty
good. Awesome, man.
Awesome.
For those of you watching the live podcast, if you saw a little head pop out over here in the back, it's not a ghost. That's not a ghost. Okay. Like, did you see that?
Thank God. I'm not the only one seeing it.
That's the hope to be soon, the little young version of the bunny.
It's another cast member.
He's chilling out in the background or whatever. Yeah. Do your pot. My time comes soon. Don't worry about it. Enjoy your moment.
He was so close. But that's all it's safe.
So you guys, after this movie gets done, I know you've seen you've done a couple then, and pretty much like the, I guess you say, the background cast on some of these movies. As far as you guys, is this your first
It's my first movie.
First movie?
Yes, yeah. I've done a theater plays before. Shout out to Augusto Contreras.
Augusto. Shout out to Cast Studios as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
There you go.
But this is my first
one. This is your first one. And Winston?
This is my
professional actor.
Third or fourth.
Oh, hey, well,
I mean, they were just small roles. They weren't nothing like
that. Hey, any role's a good role.
No, yeah, absolutely. But so I'm used to how these things work. This one, but I think this role would be one of my most pretty badass ones.
Okay.
And this is the first time I'm actually playing a bad guy, so that's gonna be awesome. I've always wanted to do that.
Is it true? Being the bad guy, it's a little bit more entertaining, more fun to do.
It is.
I think it really depends on the role.
Well, depending on how scary they want you to be.
Right, okay. Right. He's like, shut up, I need my mullet.
Well, Dina could tell you, we had a little scene.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Our characters got into it.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Really? Awesome. That's nice it is. Is.
But were you scared?
Yeah. But did you die?
Did you live? Oh, okay.
You're here. You lived. Okay.
You lived. You're fine. Todo está bien.
No te preocupes. That's awesome, man. That's cool. I mean, for you guys doing this film right now as a cast on this film, particularly, eventually probably venture off to do even more films. Along the way.
Maybe even a part two.
Maybe a part two.
A sequel?
Well, I mean, I don't know how much we can say, but never say never.
All right. So we'll leave it.
Not really denying it. It's not really denying
it. You're Mark Ruffalo now.
Whatever, Red Hulk. Harrison Ford. Guys, We got our sponsors. We had a thing, man.
Wow, we're halfway through.
We're 32 minutes into the show.
Nice.
Okay. I'm not sure if you guys want to take a rest break. I'm gonna take a while doing these sponsors. I'm gonna get you off camera real quick. Let me see you all. Let me get you and start up with these sponsors with us.
Where'd they go?
They walked on out. They walked on out. A big shout out to Triple J Plumbing. Great sponsor to the podcast.
Another great sponsor.
Licensed plumbers, guys.
Yes.
If you are looking for a high caliber plumber, these are your guys. Residential, all plumbing, it's all good, man. Just get a hold of these guys. They'll gladly help you out. Give Juan a call at 956-854-9622 or call Jerry at 956-478-5316. Give them a call. And always remember, guys, Triple J Plumbing, your crap is their bread and butter. big shout out to Press Start Gaming. Lalito!
Yes, Lalito.
Buy, sell, and trade your video games, your consoles, actually also collector toys.
Yes.
Give this guy a call at 956-215-6252.
Do they do repairs?
54. Yes, they also do video game repairs, man. If you get a chance, reach out to them. They will gladly help you out. And I'll say the correct way because I kept on thinking that was a 5. That's actually an S.
Oh, God.
All sorry the custom, about that. Lalito, all those customers you had coming went somewhere else. That's my bad, bro. But here's the address at 521 South Clausers Boulevard, Unit B, Annenberg, Texas, 78539. Lalito, one of our new sponsors, man. Thank you so much for supporting us.
So many people to the wrong side of town.
Bro, I mean, you get a hold of him because I know he has a couple of voice actors coming down again.
Yes.
And you
Stephanie
might
want, and Goldie, my favorite.
Yo, man, and quite a few good ones, man.
Great friend to the show.
Yes, too. Great friend. Great. And a follower, a subscriber.
And
also,
and a subscriber. Yes.
Subscriber. Also, a big shout out to Buzz Pool Creamery. I hope Arnie's listening to this one because Arnie's going to like this one. Arnie, I hope you hear this one.
He's in the Buzz bathroom. Don't worry about it.
Oh, he's taking a leak. Buzz Bull Creamery, located at 529 South Texas Boulevard here in West Texas. Call them at 956-998-2541. If you ever had liquor-infused ice cream, oh, I think Winston had the reaction right now.
All of a sudden, Aaron's paying attention.
No, not paying attention. I think Winston shit his pants.
Alcohol and ice cream?
Mixed. Yeah. Now, if you're not into alcohol, guys, and you're taking the kids, they do non-buzzed also.
Absolutely.
So great place. Great place to go. Go out there. Give. Let BD know. I believe one of our viewers, Gomez, Del Gomez, went and actually reviewed them on his Facebook page.
Yes.
I think it's a comic menu, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the comic menu. Went out there. They had had some ice cream, and he said his wife loved it. So she must have had a happy night going home.
They had a belly full of liquor-infused ice cream. Dude, that'll do it
to you. That'll do it to you, man.
Absolutely.
Another big shout-out to Anoda's Construction. Great craftsmanship, renovations for commercial and residential.
Yes.
These guys do great work. Give them a call, 956-363-7195. If you have any questions or comments, you want to find out, hey, you know what? I need to get my home fixed. What do I need to do? Give these guys a call, and they'll walk you right by. Great sponsors of the podcast.
Issues, house leveling.
Let them know.
If you need a bathroom remodel, anything, let them know.
Let them know. They're sponsored straight through December, man.
Yes.
And this is awesome. Great sponsors for these guys. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you so much.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
And last but not least, the rabbit hole.
Ah, the rabbit hole.
I think Winston will like this place here. The rabbit hole, located in Palmview, Texas, north of La Homa Road. Phone number is 956-599-0103. Got to hurry up. They're about to close. They're closing down.
Yes.
All right. Everything's going to be on discount. Everything from liquor. Everything from smoke, tattoo machines. If you want to learn how to tattoo, that's the place to go.
Yes.
And Winston's favorite, adult novelties. Head out there. Have a great time out there. Find some stuff. I believe Winston is a hardcore lube. I believe Winston has a membership already there. Golden or platinum, I believe. He says white fuse for life, so I guess. Follow the rabbit hole down the rabbit hole, and you will find a different adventure every single time. No, let's leave it at that there, Arnie. Quit your crap. Ladies and gentlemen, big shout out to all our sponsors, man.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate you guys helping us out.
Keeping the lights on for
another year. Yes, keeping the lights on for us and keeping the studio for another year. Yes. Appreciate you guys, man.
That's right. We're here for another year.
Yeah, another year. Yeah, I know that.
Oh, that's great.
But anyways, guys, going back, I mean, we talked a little bit about the movie. Arnie, if you need to go. Your son needs to do something.
Oh, no,
go ahead.
It's fine. I'm just getting naked.
All right. Oh, there you go. Let me put the camera close up on you, Arnie.
It's about time.
Those of you that are listening on Spotify, you might want to switch over to YouTube. that's why that's our casting couch.
Why it's sticky?
Yeah, well, bring a black light.
That's not why.
That's not why. That's why Quiz is not here. Big shout out to my little brother, man. Had to make a run for it today. Not feeling so hot, so he missed this podcast, which he probably would have enjoyed.
You know he's at Fresco right now.
He's at Fresco, man.
Yeah, I saw him with the Speedo Papas.
There you go. I knew it. Beach and Ark. So, guys, we talked a little bit about the movie. I mean, being in the RGB, how many years have you lived in the RGB, Arnie?
My whole life.
All life?
Well, for the most part.
But, and you, Winston?
Yeah, majority of my life.
All right. Growing up in the old RGB, what were your to go to things when you were a kid? Say junior high, elementary. I mean, Saturday mornings.
Oh, can't talk about that.
Besides, what the hell are you even doing here, Arnie? Besides discovering yourself, Arnie.
I'm sorry,
Dina.
Those 30-minute showers.
Jesus.
She's used to it by now.
I'm so sorry, Dina.
She's jealous of our bromance.
She is.
She's the worst one.
No. Secretly, low key, yes.
That's part two of the movie, guys. I mean, the go-to TV programming Saturday morning. Every kid, every Saturday morning, guys, growing up, I know for a fact, we always dragged to get to school. We never wanted to get up. But Saturday morning came up, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, we're up, ready to go, because we know cartoons were on
it's
the TV.
Time.
It's time to rock and roll. Yeah. Big bowl of cereal. I used to do big bowl of cereal, shitload of milk, sit down on TV, and watch all my cartoons till 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I had a gallon of ice cream.
Yeah. I believe that. I believe that. He used to be tubby.
Was it from Buzz Bowl?
No, this was before.
No, this was no, way before.
No, way before.
Right? Buzz Bowl was my idea.
He would eat mud pies. But, but no, I mean, the go-to cartoon in the morning, man, every morning on Saturday mornings.
One Piece, actually.
One Piece, really? Yes.
Okay. I would always watch One Piece. I grew up watching it. So that was actually the first exposure I had to like anime.
Really?
So, you know, even to this day, like I still love One Piece. But yeah, so it was that. And then, of course, you had like the old school X-Men.
Yeah.
Like love the old school X-Men.
Oh, you would have loved you. He would have loved the episode we have with Tony, good old Tony Daniels.
Yeah.
The voice of Gambit was on our show, live interview. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Great interview. Yeah, man.
Yeah. He said he's my friend. We're friends now.
He was.
Tony Daniels recording watched the show. Documented.
He wasn't even here.
I was here in spirit. He's my friend.
Fortunately, he wasn't stuck up the place. But anyways. But yeah, great interview. But yeah, X-Men would be one of your top ones. And after the cartoons were over, what did you do?
Well, growing up as an only child on basically 22 acres, I would just run around outside.
There you go.
So I was very much an outdoors kid. Then once I got into like middle school, you know, spend my summers out at the beach.
There you go.
So like we'd go camping pretty much on the beach, be out there for 6 days, come back into town the seventh day. Wash, get food, get water, and go right back.
No shark attack, right?
I mean, we caught a couple of sharks, but there's never an attack.
My gosh, man.
But yeah, like I grew up very much like outdoors and,
right,
you know, now it's hard to get me outside because the sun peaks.
No kidding, man.
Yeah.
For some reason, it does, man. It does. Dina, what were you doing Saturday mornings?
I was asleep. I like watching Sailor Moon. I'm still in love with Tuxedo Mask.
Really?
Sailor Moon.
There you go.
And Power Rangers.
There you go.
I was always fighting with my sister because I wanted to be the pink one.
There you go. Miss Kimberly Joe. So Kimberly Joe. Yeah, yeah,
I always keep being the yellow one.
Hey, the yellow one rocked, right? Yeah. She was awesome.
No, she didn't. She was terrible.
She was awesome.
The pink
she was,
one.
The pink. Well, the yeah, pink yeah, yeah. Amy Joe was actually, yeah, she was awesome.
Yeah, and we would just go roller skating.
Afterwards,
oh nice,
yeah, yeah, that's cool, man.
Right there at home,
at the on the driveway.
Yeah, nowadays I see that children don't really go outside.
There's nothing to do outside.
Electronic devices, they're always inside.
There's no Wi-Fi outside.
Wi-Fi outside.
There's no air conditioning outside.
My daughter's like that too. Hi Genesis, I love you.
You see, I told you you were gonna talk about us.
Yes, yes.
She was gonna talk about. No, my mom, she lied. Everybody gonna see it in school. Y'all need to watch the show. Winston, take us by your Saturday mornings, bro.
Man, Dragon Ball Z.
Oh my man,
the Amazing Spider-Man, X Men,
my man.
Power Rangers. That would be the whole morning. Doug.
Recess.
And then after that, I was gaming and watching movies.
There you go.
I did leave, it was to play DDR. That was it.
Which one was the one with the dinosaurs? Was it that one?
Which one?
The dinosaurs.
You gotta be more specific. Wait, you mean like the cartoon or like the live action dinosaurs?
Was the live action
one? The TV show dinosaurs?
Not the mama?
Yes, yes.
That was great show. That was great TV. That was great TV. That's how I raised my kid now.
Yeah.
You hit me one more time. Bam, throwing you across the room. Oh my gosh, bro.
Yeah, that reminds me of a certain somebody who is lying on a table.
Hey, leave him alone, man. That is a future Oscar award winning kid, right? Leave him alone, all right?
Besides, that's not our table. Don't worry.
No, not to worry about it.
No, we don't care.
We don't care. But yeah, man, growing up, what was your Saturday morning thing, bro?
Oh, I'm with Winston, man. Yeah? Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon. Power Rangers. Power Rangers.
Around what time was Sailor Moon, bro?
Who the hell is Tuxedo Mask?
Was that the shower? The 30-minute showers, bro? Was that the 30-minute showers?
Shut up, all right? It was my time.
Fighting to hide the Tuxedo Mask tattoo.
I didn't have the poster. You have the poster.
I told you not to bother when I'm killing my room.
I'm conditioning, mom, I swear.
I'm working out for the roulette tables, Bob. Leave me alone. I'm sorry. That one was bad.
That was bad.
Cross the line. But I'm giving myself an applause. Thank you very much. Of course I am. Yeah. myself, I mean, I think I'm the oldest one in the room.
Yeah.
Oldest dirt.
Barbie up.
Shut up, dude.
I don't know. Winston's kind of old.
I am.
Older. But you're older than me, man?
No, you're not.
You want to go ahead? Come on, man. I'm halfway through my life already, all right? I'm rounding 50, baby. I'm not 50 yet. I'm turning 49 in October. 49 in October. Coming up to those. I'm getting close to the top of the hill. After that, my wife's going to push me down. And let's see where it goes from there.
Not until the insurance comes in.
That's true. Right? I gotta have the good life insurance.
And then you'll die accidentally.
Oops. No. Growing up in the morning, waking up, the first thing I would watch was Inhumanoids on Channel 23.
Oh, yeah.
That's old school. Looney Tunes was great. Next. Also, the Tom and Jerry shows. Yeah. And, of course, did like to mingle a little bit with Dragon Ball Z. Used to watch it just a little bit. Those were older years, probably my high school years, when it started coming out on, what was the name of that cartoon area?
Cartoon Network.
But it was named, I forgot the name, Samurai, or I forgot it was some sort of show that's the only place they would show it. And what pisses me, if you are a fellow Dragon Ball fan, like I am, mm-hmm. and I know most of you are watching.
Here we go.
Tell me the truth. Did you not hate the fact that when Goku was coming from planet Earth to save Gohan, Krillin, and of course Vegeta, that they're all on this planet over here, Namek planet, it took them 7 episodes to fucking get there. You tell me. Do you not get pissed off every single time you hear that announcer? I was pissed, man. They go, Goku's only 1 hour away. Tune in next week for Dragon Ball Z. Fuck. Wait all week? Saturday morning, turn on. Okay, here we go. He's going to get here. He just entered the atmosphere. Tune in next week on Dragon Ball Z. Son of a bitch! Goku, Gohan's in trouble. Will Goku make it? Tune in next week. Goddamn! How long is how big is the freaking atmosphere?
Goku's putting on his pants. Dragon Ball Z.
Dang it.
Yeah. Would that drive you up the wall? Please, I'm not the only one. No.
Yes,
please tell me.
Yeah.
What was your reaction when you would hear that?
I would get frustrated too. But you know, little fun fact though about Dragon Ball Z, since like I would like when I get out of school, I would stay with my grandma while my mom like finished work. So I would watch some cartoons in Spanish.
Right.
So I had no idea Dragon Ball Z was in English for like the first 10 years of my life. Like I exclusively knew it in Spanish.
Hey, yeah. It's all good, bro.
Yeah, you were
learning, right?
Dude,
the Spanish one is much better.
Yeah.
Because they leave the blood and the violence. Yeah.
Is it just, you know what? I'm sorry I'm switching gears here, but is it just me, but everything sounds better in Spanish?
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
That's debatable.
Yeah.
Because
no, bro. Let me give you a sport. Let me give you a sport, bro. I'm gonna give you a sport. You agree or disagree? We give you a sport.
Don't
you ever watch soccer?
I knew you were gonna mention
soccer. Talk to me about soccer.
Have you ever watched soccer? Watch it. Watch it on English. And there goes the ball. Oh, we just missed it to the outside. Oh, but you know, there's so and so. You know, he is from Long Beach, California, who has great family.
It's
a score. It's a score. Turn to the Mexican chant. Bola, pelota, ahí en el Mexican. Se aplica, primo. Me pica, 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 pica. Gol! If that doesn't bring you shivers down your spine, bro, damn it, you have to agree with me on that. Come on, Winston.
I have no comment.
Get out, Winston.
I have no comment.
Get out.
And that was Winston, everyone.
If you're joining Winston, you're no longer coming back to the podcast.
Anyway, we're replacing Winston with my son. You know, another castmate.
Well, you're being replaced with a monkey. Remember, we talked about it.
Fuck. Ooh, for some reason, it was monkey? A buddy. Now it's a monkey. But yeah, man, I mean, watching even telenovelas, man, you watch it, it's just like, it's different.
Yeah.
It's different. I know, I mean, if you're not into the Spanish thing, you like watching the Spanish novelas, it's understandable. But another one that comes a close second, I've been watching, my wife is a big Korean drama. She loved. You would get along with my wife perfectly.
All right, Dina.
Dina. Spit it out, Dina.
My first
and that's our show.
My first language is Spanish, so I've been trying to teach him Spanish. And
Pobrecito.
It's been difficult.
I'm also trying to learn how to speak Korean. Because I get so frustrated just reading the subtitles when I watch my K-dramas.
Right.
Yes. I'm like, I wish I knew Korean.
Yeah.
But I can barely speak English, so it's really hard. I want to learn how to speak Korean.
You and my wife, man. You know. Is there a specific actor you like in the Korean dramas?
We're gonna be here forever.
Please do not get started on BTS.
Winston Phil Fry will leave.
For the love of God, do not get started.
Dude, my wife would give honey.
I'm an army.
Honey, I found you somebody so you can go see JK's movie coming up in a couple of days.
Yes, yes, yes. I want to see True Blood.
She's gonna start coming. Oh, busy.
And I'm out.
But no, man, you everything for some reason in those other languages, it's crazy.
Yeah. There's obviously something lost in the translation. I will say that. You know, I for me, like getting back to Dragon Ball a little bit, like I've seen some of the movies in the original Japanese dub.
Yeah.
I'd rather read the subtitles than listen to the stupid idiots translate English.
Yeah.
Just they have no passion. They make it sound ridiculous, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
No, I definitely do enjoy it in like the original dub or Spanish novellas.
Right.
Are way more passionate. Like,
oh yeah.
I mean, they just give something to it more.
Yes, they do.
There's more emotion. I mean, the stories can be ridiculous too, but I mean, that's just novelas.
Yeah, no kidding. No puedo entenderlo.
I think it's from the way that they record the acting, because I know in Japan, I don't know if they do that for the Spanish actors, but they're all together when they record.
Yes,
yes.
The cast recording.
But for the American dubs, they're separate. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
There's nobody to act off of.
Right.
And that's why they're always so crap.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Plus, sometimes there's just like a lack of understanding about what the material is that they're working on.
Yeah.
And it drives me up the wall sometimes when they don't understand what they're really doing.
Plus, I mean, also like when you translate, something from one language to another, like there's words that, maybe Japanese people have a certain, like they don't have a certain word that we do in English.
Yes, so exactly.
Like, you translate it and the meaning is like completely different.
Right,
right.
That's like one of the things that would happen a lot with the Yu Yu Hakusho, which is another one of my favorite animes.
Right, yes,
right. You know, like I saw the Japanese version and with the subs, and then the English version is like there's one scene in particular where it's like completely different.
Yes,
yes.
Things, and it affected the scene immensely. But it's just like English is a very weird language.
Right.
And I feel like it's, like you said, a lot gets lost in translation.
The only thing that to me personally, listening to it is Korean or Spanish. It's like very detailed, very emotional. Every word that comes out of their mouth, now here's a question for you guys, for the group. Do you study other actors, that are in the big screen or any for different countries or anything like that? That you say, you know what, maybe if I do something similar to that, I can get a bigger reaction from the director, from the writer, from my castmates. You know, have you like almost trying to be an understudy to an actor that's out there right now? I mean, to start with Winston.
Johnny Depp's always been my idol. That's who I've always kind of tried to follow because I grew up watching a lot of his films. De Niro was another one, but I've always been, what's the word I'm looking for? Like referred to as like another Chris Farley or John Candy.
Oh, okay.
The physical humor.
Yeah.
The physical humor. Okay.
Yeah.
Physical
and when I auditioned for the guy who didn't like musicals, the director was like, I just got like this huge Jack Black thing from you. And I was like, okay. Well, I guess.
Really?
Nacho Libre or just like?
Well, because I auditioned. So when you do musicals, you audition with a music piece rather than like a monologue.
Right.
So I did School of Rock. And of course, Jack Black did the film version of
that. Right.
Right.
But I sang the original song from the musical.
Okay.
But he, I guess, because I have like a raspy tone to my voice when I sing.
Right.
So I guess like he heard Jack Black when I was singing the song.
Right.
Well, that's not a bad place to start.
Yeah. Which he's a phenomenal singer, by the way. No. Like,
awesome.
Amazing.
Awesome. Tell us more about that. Anybody that comes out of singing out of a musical, you got to have the voice. Mm-hmm. You got to have the voice no matter what. You know, so who's your Kyle guest?
Oh. Pretty much.
Pick up a guitar, man. Pick up a guitar. Now, yourself, Nina.
Well, I get ideas from a couple of actors. I like Salma Hayek. And I also like this Mexican actress, Silvia Navarro. She's very.
Yes. Okay, okay.
And, yes.
I really like her work. And who else? Well, I just study them. I see them and I try to, you know, play pretend in the mirror.
Right. Yeah.
And that's why I was in some acting classes before these couple of years because I wanted to better myself.
There you go.
Really liked playing pretend as a child. Mm-hmm. So that's when I knew, you know what, it's acting. It's not my career. My career is some social work, but my acting journey started a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay.
Sylvia Navarro is an interesting choice, too, because she's so versatile. Mm-hmm. She can be, you know, very kind in one role and then very evil in another role.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. you know, that's a very interesting choice.
Yeah. Well, we don't need about irony.
Yeah.
But
he's dressed like a bunny.
Look like Keanu. To me, I'm getting a Keanu Reeves look over there, bro. That's what I'm getting right now.
Really?
Yeah, well. No, never mind.
No, you put your glasses on and then it goes away.
Babe prescription next week. No, seriously, Arnie.
So, yeah, Johnny Depp for sure. Like, hands down. I mean, you want to talk about versatility.
Yeah.
Like, that man can do it all.
Right.
He's done it all, too.
He has done it all. Yeah. Keanu Reeves is another one.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, Ben Kingsley.
Okay.
You know, another very, ben like, Kingsley. Versatile mm-hmm. actor.
Yeah.
You know, who... I feel just commits to like every role he's in, but in a separate way that like Johnny Depp does.
Okay.
You know, it's just Kingsley's approach to it is just, it's something else. So yeah, those are the ones that like I watched a lot like, growing up.
That's good, man. That's good.
I've always thought Ben Kingsley kind of just stays Ben Kingsley, but as different characters, you know. His accent doesn't really change a whole lot, but his mannerisms do.
Yeah. But also, like, with Iron Man, like, I love, like, was Iron Man 3?
Yeah, two? Iron Man 3, where Iron he three. Played the Mandarin.
Where he played the Mandarin. Yeah. Like, I love that little plot twist. Like,
I say
what you will,
that
like,
was
the
good.
Direction that they went, but mm-hmm. it was genius. You
yeah.
know, it really, like, took you for a loop.
If they had continued with that, that would have been amazing.
Like, I especially love that little, you know, like, plot twist, plot point.
Awesome. I could have done without it. Like it would have been like a, like a serious Mandarin, but I mean that's me. What do I know?
Well, we got one of our number one fans here. Here you go, Louis.
He was here. He was
here last night, dude. He was at commenting last night, and it goes better. Okay, yes, I'll say it. Here we go. There you go. Big shout out to our number one fan, Louis, man. Thank you so much, bro.
Don't scare me like that, Louis. I haven't been able to give anyone shit about that.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, we are coming close to an hour 58 minutes into the podcast.
Wow.
We're moving. And it's awesome, man.
It's been a great show.
Yeah, man. Talking to the cast of Manic Man. Do we have an exact release date yet?
We just know it's summer 2025.
Okay.
Summer 2025. Okay.
So,
and where will it be available?
So it is going to be streaming exclusively on Amazon Prime and Tubi.
Nice.
There you go. Awesome.
Yeah. I have both.
Yeah, I know you do.
We're on the same pirate, as the boys.
I got you.
Doesn't matter how. I just got
Don't worry about the details.
Don't sweat the details. Never sweat the details.
And if you look right there, right in the middle, if you want to find any more upcoming information, update information, click on this link right here and get associated with that. I believe that's with Joe Rios, if I'm mistaken.
It's Oreos.
Oh, it's Oreos. Oreos. Creamy feeling, but
on
Oreos.
Facebook, yes.
But hook up to that and everything. Guys,
do you guys have any
social medias for both of you guys, all three of you? Who wants to start first?
Go for it, Winston.
I don't even remember my handle. I don't use it much. I just have it for networking.
Well, that's the time to use it.
This would be a good moment.
Actually, I don't remember.
Dina,
Social media.
Okay, my name's
Ilemai. Of course.
ILEMAY_BARR
There you go.
Or just put Dina Barrios. It's gonna come up.
Okay. Dina Barrios. Okay. Don't forget the hearts.
Dina Barrios.
Don't forget the hearts. There you go. Gotta make sure. Arnie.
Like I got Facebook and I got Instagram. So my Instagram is R, like the letter R dot me. _Tiberius22
There you go. Yeah. And follow up there. And back to Winston, so he wasn't prepared.
Instagram and check.
So I'm on Facebook as Winston Dalcor, and my Instagram is angel_king956
Look at that. Don't go though. I know what you're thinking. Don't go there.
What? Isn't your thing Bruce Wayne's successor? Isn't that your Instagram? No, that's
his OnlyFans.
Oh, that's just
name. That's his OnlyFans.
Oh, sorry, wrong subscription. My bad.
Scratch that. Scratch it right off.
That's what it sounds right
off. We're gonna cut that part out, right?
Oh, this is live. Right? It's going in. Can we do another? It's already out there, baby.
That's like the remember that Sid Vicious like promo that they were doing. He like couldn't say his line. He messed up. He's like, sorry, can we do that again? This is live, pal. Yeah, perfect. Psycho Sid.
Oh, guys, first of all, I want to say thank you for coming on the podcast, man. It was a long way. I know Arnie had reached out to us. He wanted to come on. And I was like, man, we're going to try. I know we were going to get you the month before, but something came up. And I'm just glad we got it out, knocked it out today.
And you're more than welcome to come back once the movie is premiering and everything. And we'll talk about it more.
Or if you have any other updates on the movie, feel free to hit us up and we'll post it on our Facebook page.
Or any other projects.
Yes.
Yeah. We'd love to have you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Your musical. Make sure you hit us up. We'll toss it on there. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll get more people to go out there and take a look at it. Listen to that magnificent voice you have.
Dina, when you're ready to start up that podcast about K-dramas, call us.
Call us. Or you know what? Let me know. I'll let the wife know. She'll jump right on. Don't worry about it.
This will become a thing.
You'll be surprised how much army there is down here.
I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah. It's a lot. I'm not even going to go because I promised my wife wouldn't bring it up. I'm not going to bring it up. If you know what's going on right now, I'm not even going to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Her favorite brand is still broken up. When will they come back?
Dude, something horrible happened.
Oh, something terrible.
It's just blown out of proportion, so I'm not even going to go into that.
Yeah, I promise you I wouldn't go into
that. I'm not going to go into that. No. Dude, like, come on, bring it up.
We'll talk about it after the podcast.
We'll talk about it when you guys leave. No, guys, like I said, once again, thank you so much for coming to the podcast. We appreciate you guys on what you guys are doing out there. You know, 956, the acting world, the movie world is loud and proud right now, man. Mm-hmm. And just continue to keep swinging it out of the ballpark. And, you know,
much success to you guys, man. We know it's going to be a great movie.
Yeah, nothing but love, guys.
Yes,
thank you again. And we will see you next time you come by, hopefully. Maybe the whole now we got room for a whole cast. At least 7 people or 6 people can fit in here now.
Awesome.
So we will
put more casting couches.
Yeah. And we're
gonna lots of lube too.
We're gonna go to
a black light over everything before you guys sit
down. We're gonna go to the rabbit hole.
We're coming over. No, guys. Like I said, all joking aside, thank you so much. Proud of you guys. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I appreciate you guys, man.
Thank you,
ladies and gentlemen. That is our podcast today.
Yep, another great show.
Next week, we got Fork It coming into the podcast.
Oh. I've been wanting to talk to this guy. Like, have you seen his YouTube?
I've seen his Facebook page and his YouTube.
Yes.
Great food that he's tasted along the way. Oh my gosh! I
wonder if he's been to the Buzz Bowl yet.
You know what? We are going to ask him that question.
We're going to ask him. Yeah.
That'll be on Tuesday. I had a hiccup on the Fresco thing because I thought Fresco was next week, so I kind of scheduled the interview for Tuesday. So you know there will be parking spaces. But unfortunately, it was a mild hiccup on my end, but it's all good. We will see him next week on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. here on Facebook Live, guys. Thank you for tuning. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for viewing all our YouTube channel, man.
Absolutely.
It has grown in numbers and hours and views. We're getting closer to hopefully monetizing it.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
That would be beautiful, man. And we can start giving away free shit.
Yeah, we could. We could actually afford our own shirts, dude. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about our shirts here. Let me toss. Thank you for really nicely bringing that in.
Yes.
If you guys have a chance, right there. Scan that little code right there, and you can get our shirts right there. These are not distributed by us. This is through a company that does a shirt for us. We get a little margin of the profit that comes to the studio and helps us buy more equipment. But if you guys buy a shirt, support our podcast, we appreciate you, man.
Absolutely.
And also our subscription is available on Facebook. It's 99 cents a month. If you guys want to subscribe, we'll start putting we haven't had a subscriber yet, but when we do, if we start seeing that one subscriber, then we'll start putting stuff that we talk about in the vehicle on the way in the podcast.
The stuff that they can use against us in a court of law.
Yeah, I did. Horrible.
Yeah.
But as soon as we see subscribers pile up, yeah, we'll start posting stuff just for the gold members and gold members. I love the way I put that.
Yeah, that's great.
Gold members.
Golden
members. Yeah, where's that rim shot here? There it is. Not that kind of rim shot, you sicko.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for tuning in this week.
Winston, why are you still here, man?
Winston, that's not KY Jelly. Winston. That's not KY Jelly.
That's not love, Winston. That's not love.
Leave Arnie alone. Leave Arnie. Dina, get away from there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We will see you next week. Sign us off.
I've been Chu.
And we will see you next week.